This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I like to give credit to where credit is due. I believe the story I'm about to share with you was originally given by Chuck Swindoll in one of his books. I obviously want to recognize that as I begin a powerful story that relates to Jeremiah 18. God is the potter, and we are the clay. A minister in San Diego was called into the sanctuary early one morning by the custodian. The custodian wanted him to see a strange offering on the communion table. Hanging on the communion table in that church was a pair of brown corduroy pants, a belt, a white t-shirt, a pair of tan suede boots, and a note. Bloodstains were on both the shirt and the note. The note consisted of three words: "Please listen, God. Please listen." It was signed and included a phone number. The minister called the number. A 19-year-old young man answered the phone, and he told his story. He had run away from home, had been wandering in a wasteland of drugs, alcohol, drifting from one place to another, getting into all kinds of trouble, involved in all kinds of sordid behavior. The night before he was at the church, he'd hit bottom, and there'd been a fight and almost a fatal beating. After making sure the victim of his assault would be all right in the emergency room at a nearby hospital, the young man just wandered into the church, found an unlocked door, and went into the sanctuary. He told the minister he stayed all night crying and praying. He asked God to forgive him and show him the way to go. All at once, he said he felt the presence of God real to him. He said, "I knew God was there and I felt his forgiveness. A peace came over him." He walked out the door a new person, filled with hope and a new life, a new direction, still going to have to face the problems that he had done legally and face the law and the consequences of his actions. Now, I know what some people would say: "Hey, that kid was probably high or drunk when he came into the church." Yeah, he probably was. He might have been high or drunk when he was praying to the Lord. Yeah, he probably was. But the Lord heard him. And you may be in a mental state that you don't feel good about right now, and the Lord can hear you in whatever state you're in, whatever state of sobriety you're in or not in, and the Lord can hear your prayer. And he responds to the brokenness of a man or woman of any age in any situation. I want to bring up the saddest verse real quick, the last verse 12, because this is the saddest verse in this passage. But the people will reply, "It's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil heart." I don't know if you caught all the symbolism in this passage as it relates to the United States of America. Did you hear the if statements? If people repent, I will relent, God says. If people don't repent, I'm going to continue the disaster I have planned for them. Does that resonate with anybody about the United States of America? It should. He says, if any kingdom, any nation disobeys me and flagrantly disobeys my word, I've got something for them in terms of judgment. And we don't like to hear that in our country today. Nobody likes that. That's offensive. Now, that offends me, people would say. And yet we don't worry about our offending the Lord by what we say and by what we do and by what we think.
Well, before we close, a word about tomorrow's program. There are two hymns that I know of that are connected with Jeremiah 18. If you've ever heard the old hymn, "Have Thine Own Way, Lord, Have Thine Own Way," that's taken from Jeremiah 18 about the Lord being the potter and we're the clay. A modern-day chorus is a chorus by Kenny Carter, "Change My Heart, O God." We're going to close with that tomorrow, right after the program, with a young man by the name of James Ledbetter, the music minister of the Lindenwald Baptist Church in Fairfield, Ohio. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. God bless.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.